With the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, turn with me, if you will, to the third chapter of James. James chapter 3. We know that God loves us with an unconditional love. We know that God gives us his son to die for us on Calvary's cross. We know that everything is in his hands and that he will do according to his will. In this chapter, we're going to find out what we should know, how we should live our lives according to his will. He does for us, and we must do for him. Chapter 3 will begin with the first verse. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not, in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. That first verse, but not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. Teachers, preachers, people in authority, this is a great responsibility. And we must know the will of God, that our words and our deeds are shown among the people. We have to be very careful how we live our lives. Very careful and show others that they may see Christ through us. We're not perfect, so we must learn to bridle or hold back the things that are worldly and lean toward the things that are godly. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. We know that we can ride a horse, and if you pull the reins to the right, they'll go that way, and to the left, they'll turn their heads. Because that bit controls them. The ship also. The person that's running the ship, he turns the wheel, the ship goes one way or the other. But no man can tame the tongue. The tongue is one of our worst enemies. Hallelujah. The fifth verse says, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. We must learn to tame our tongue. comes. We are responsible for what comes out of our mouth. For once it is in the air, the devil takes a hold of it and changes it the way he wants. We have to be careful that we don't say one word out of the way. If we do, we are responsible before God, because that word could change someone's heart. That word can make that person leave the church, leave your friendship, just because of our tongues. We are so, so responsible for this. Our God has taught us through his word, through our prayers, through our meditation, to watch what we say and what we do. If you should talk to someone, or you raise your voice in anger at something, and that word that you said or that thing that you did festers in this person's heart, and it gets worse and worse, they turn away from the church. They may turn away from God because of what you said or done. We are responsible. We are responsible. God gives us his word because he's trying to teach us. When he's teaching us, he's showing us, this is the way I want you to live. This is the way I want you to be. The seventh verse says, for every kind of beast and birds and serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we man, which are made after the similitude or the likeness of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be. These things shouldn't happen. These things are not of God. If you're speaking, praise the Lord, and then in another word you're cursing, how can that be? Can't be out of a Christian's mouth. We are responsible. There's many verses that we could go to tell us all the things about the body. That our tongue is a fire. That our hearts are desperately wicked. That the flesh is weak. But the Bible tells us what we are to do. Jeremiah 17:9 says that the heart is desperately wicked. In James, where we're reading, 6, 7, and 8, the tongue is a fire. James 1:26 states to bridle the tongue or keep it. Hold it back. Don't let it say what it wants to say. Use your mind. Not your tongue. Matthew 26, 41 says that the flesh is weak. Ezekiel 5 says, the fifth chapter, listening is better than speaking. Many of these verses we know. And if we don't know, we better learn them. I know for myself, I might have gotten angry at times and said something to someone that may have hurt them, may have disillusioned them, but God has quickened it to my heart. And I've gone to that person, and I've asked that person to forgive me that I spoke out of turn. I know that it's wrong. I pray that God is speaking to your hearts this morning. That if you have said anything or done anything to hurt someone, go. Go. To that one and ask for forgiveness. Don't let it fester. Don't let it change your heart. You are responsible. That's such an important word. You are responsible before God. And by you showing that you go to that person, you're showing the love of God. You feel like it wasn't your fault? Go anyhow. Talk to that person. Straighten it out, no matter what it is. It might not be your fault, but at least you want to know why that person isn't coming over anymore, hasn't been coming out to the services. Find out why. Find out why. So important, dear ones. Praise God. Excuse me. The 10th verse says, the 11th verse. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? No. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endureth with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works and meekness of wisdom. We must use the right tools. God's given us the tools to use in every situation. Just like a carpenter or a plumber or anyone like this, they have tools to use, but they don't use hammers to turn a bolt. They don't use a wrench to put in a screw. You don't use a screwdriver to put a nail in the wall. Each tool has a purpose. Each one of us is God's tool. Let him use you in the way that he has put. Let him use you the way that he's designed. Ask him, and he will tell you. What do you want me to do, Lord? What is my purpose here? Go. Bring the word to the neighborhood. Go. Talk to your friend next door. Get up. Testify. It'll be a blessing to others. Get up in the church and sing this song. God wants to hear it, and you will bless others with it. Pray in the services when God lays it on your heart. It is edifying to the congregation. All of us, once again, are responsible for the things that God gives us. We must do his work. Continue in the 14th verse. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Don't be too proud to go to someone. Don't quarrel with someone. If someone says something, don't debate it. You know you have your ideas. They know they have theirs. And if you can't change the person's heart to believe what you want, let God do it. Just calm down. Instead of, oh no, I don't believe that. That's terrible. Well, what is it proving? It's going to prove that he's going to come back with something else, and pretty soon you're in an argument. God doesn't want us to quarrel with one another. He wants us to love one another as he loves us. What kind of a love does God have for us? An unconditional love. He doesn't care if you're rich and he's poor. He doesn't care if you've got a big house or a small house. He doesn't care if you're an athlete or you're just walking down the street. He loves us all the same. He loves us all the same. And we must love each other the same. Well, I can't talk to that one. Oh, he's too high and mighty. Oh, I can't talk to this one. Oh, he thinks he's better than I am. Well, I can't go out with them people. They go out and spend a lot of money. I ain't got that kind of money. Brothers, sisters, you do as unto the Lord, and the Lord will take care of the rest. Just remember who's on the throne. Just remember who takes care of us. Just remember, he is God. Verse number 15. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Psalm number 71. You don't have to turn to it. Psalm 71, verse 1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. If there's confusion, it's not from God. If there's anything there that is not according to the will of God, it's not from God. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what else I can say except you're responsible for what comes out of your mouth. And when it gets out in the air, you cannot take it back. It's too late. So think first. Think in your minds, and you will be not put to confusion. The 17th verse says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Let us be the peacemakers, dear ones. Let us not use what God has given us for worldly things. For we are responsible. Use this responsibility in raising your children, talking to friends, in the services, because you might not be right in everything. You have to be willing to put your pride aside and say, brother, sister, I was wrong. I apologize. I would not want to hurt you. You're my brother. You're my sister. I love you. Praise God. Praise God. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Let us be the peacemakers, dear ones. Let us do unto others as we would have God do to us. And carry it with us, dear ones, because we are responsible. In the name of the Lord be praised.